Protecting Endangered Species, stories from Czech zoos.
Located in the town of Dvůr Králové on the upper Labe River in eastern Bohemia, the safari park proudly calls itself Africa in the heart of Europe, and for good reason, says the park's spokesperson Michal Šťastný.
There's hundreds of species and forms. I always tend to be careful about mentioning very precise numbers, because every scientist sees species and subspecies as different things, so it varies, but it is one of the biggest collections of African animals in the entire world. And number-wise, we are talking about more than 2,500 animals of various species.
The Dvůr Králové Zoo began as a small regional institution in 1946. It wasn't until 1965, when Josef Wagner was appointed director, that the groundwork for today's world-renowned breeding programs was laid, programs that still operate on the basis of his pioneering efforts.
He managed to convince representative of the state that he needs to go to Africa to missions where he would capture animals, wild animals, and bring them back to then Czechoslovakia. It was not unique at that time. There were people coming to the wilderness, bringing animals back to zoos, like Gerald Darrow and people like that, who would do the same sort of business somehow. It was a business. People would sell these animals back. But Mr. Wagner has a very different approach, and for that reason, the animals that he captured and then picked very meticulously, I would say, were strong and very capable of getting used to people, I would say. For that reason, a huge majority of them survived, made it to Czechoslovakia, either by boat, either by airplanes, and made what even today is a very important piece of European breeding programs in terms of both genetics and numbers as well.
Between 1967 and 1975, Wagner led 9 major expeditions to Africa and Asia, bringing back nearly 2,000 animals. His vision was to offer them a life in captivity that mimicked the wild as closely as possible.
Dvůr Králové, in the direction of Josef Wagner, would keep animals in conditions that were very close to their natural behavior. Big groups for animals that are sociable, smaller groups or individuals for those that actually don't like any sort of company. And with all those combinations possible, thanks to big numbers of animals of each species, they managed, his team managed, to bring most of these species to reproduction. Unfortunately, there are some that they didn't manage to do, like elephants, because elephants are really a very complicated sort of animal. But for most of them, they managed to create conditions that made them happy and that made the species thrive in our care.
The animals he brought back laid the foundation for what remains today a vital part of European breeding programs, both in terms of genetic value and numbers. Wagner also believed that space and habitat mattered. He replaced cages with moats, enlarged enclosures, and built modern pavilions. But his greatest ambition was to create an actual safari, something that would mirror the landscapes he had seen in Africa. That dream came true in 1989. Since then, visitors have been able to explore the safari park by vehicle, observing animals in large, open spaces. Along a 5-kilometer route, guests can see herds of zebras, antelopes with their young, and flocks of pelicans on the ponds. A major highlight is the lion safari, the only one of its kind in Central Europe. As the tractor train approaches, a safety mesh is lowered over the cars, allowing visitors to watch the lions from just a few meters away. Covering more than a hectare, it's the largest lion habitat in any Czech zoo. Today, however, the park's goal isn't to house as many species as possible. The focus has shifted to maintaining smaller but genetically diverse populations that can thrive over time, as Mr. Štjastný explains.
The groups might be smaller than they used to be before. In Wagner's times, we had more than 50 giraffes, which now we could have that. There's enough space. But we prefer to have smaller groups that are genetically diverse to maintain a population that will be sustainable for as long as possible. We are not here to impress anybody with numbers. We are here to protect the species in captivity and to have them as long as it is needed for the species to survive. And then in ideal case, as we do for quite many, bring them back to where they belong, to their homes in Africa. We did that. We returned to Africa various species like stable antelopes, roan antelopes, to forms of rhinos, various birds and stuff like that. So over 150 big animals, big mammals, returned to Africa from Dvůr.
Rhinos are at the core of Dvůr Králové's conservation efforts. The zoo has successfully reintroduced eastern black rhinos to Tanzania and Rwanda, where they have already begun reproducing. One of its most ambitious ongoing efforts is the BioRescue Project, a collaboration with scientists from Japan, Germany, Italy and Czechia that aims to save the northern white rhino from extinction.
We are really close to the last step. However, if you don't make the last step, if you don't succeed with the pregnancy of the surrogate female, you are not done. So right now we have 35 embryos created in vitro from semen of males that are long gone, more than 5 years ago, and whose donor is a female called Fatou. She is the last known offspring of the species, born in 2000 here in Dvůr Králové, who happens to be the only institution in the world who has ever had babies of this very species. And for that reason, I can proudly say that Dvůr Králové is the most important player in saving this species. However, without help of our precious colleagues that are now friends, because the BioRescue program has been running for a long time. So without these people, these like incredibly dedicated people, none of that would be possible.
But the zoo's conservation efforts extend far beyond rhinos. It also helps track lions and elephants in Africa using GPS collars to study their migration patterns and detect potential threats. Working with local communities, the team aims to reduce conflict between people and wildlife.
We try to educate them how to live with wildlife, because it is something that is particular. Like even here in the Czech Republic, if we have bears, there's a lot of people not comfortable with bears around. So why would we expect Kenyans or Tanzanians being comfortable with lions around? Like this is the same sort of work that we have to do. So right now we actually focus not only bringing animals back to Africa, but also making the environment safe for them to live in. There would be no sense for us to get babies from many species and bring them somewhere where they're not safe.
Another huge success is the breeding of secretary birds, striking African birds of prey with long legs, known for their snake hunting abilities. These birds, rare in captivity and notoriously difficult to breed, have flourished at Dvůr Králové.
Our team of bird keepers have managed to create conditions that, for some reason that nobody really knows, are so good that the secretary birds have babies as often as they can here. Most of times, the females actually take care of the baby themselves. But as long as there is assistance needed from the keepers, they make a puppet that actually looks like a head of a bird. So the baby only sees what it believes is a bird, for the baby to stay a bird. For a baby not to imprint a human face as some member of his own family, as his own species. We want animals that are aware of them being animals. We don't want pets. We don't want animals that tend to like people more than they like their own species.
Dvůr Králové is also the only zoo outside Africa to house all four species of hyena: the spotted, striped and brown hyenas, as well as the elusive aardwolf. One of the zoo's most recent achievements is the successful breeding of aardwolves, also known as civet hyenas.
Aardwolves are special because they are really picky if it comes to what they eat. They are specialized eaters of insects, namely termites. And for that and some other reasons as well, they have never been very common in human care. They are not necessarily attractive. They sleep most of the day, so most people would not really enjoy a sleeping animal. But as a zoo that only focuses on African fauna, we love to have these bizarre creatures that are just like so uncommon that you have to love them. So a few years ago, actually 3 years ago, we made a deal with a breeding center in South Africa, brought these animals to the Czech Republic, and together with our partners from a zoo in Zlín, we wanted to establish a population in captivity that would make us have this species safe in case there were any problems in the nature. That's actually the same story as with most of other species.
The last time this species reproduced in a European collection was over 30 years ago, but within a year, a female gave birth to 3 cubs and 5 more earlier this year.
We are actually about to start this safety population for this very species that will bring a lot of super interesting information about the species. We are not here to show the animal to public, not only for that. That's one aspect. But then we are getting to know a species that is very unknown to the scientific public, if you want. So we are going to bring so many new things for us that we will know about this animal.
While the zoo's main goal is to protect endangered African species, attracting visitors is just as important. To enhance the experience, the park recently introduced night opening hours, allowing guests to see animals in a whole new light.
The gates close at 6 p.m., but it doesn't mean you cannot stay longer. Our animal houses are open until 10, 10:30 in the evening, and you can stay around and enjoy the nightlife of the animals, which is completely different from what you can see during the day. And it is not something common. Most zoos would just like not let you in their premises this late, but we are happy to confirm and say that our visitors are so nice and so polite and so well behaved that the zoo is here for them even this late and in those unusual times, which gives benefits to both, because any zoo is only as good as their visitors are. So our visitors make us what we are.